This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quicker Stick and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Dad.
Oh, holy that boy has gotten loose weight. There's so much flab in our dear fat boy's curve. Stop eating pie and lay off all the brownies. When he takes craps, it's like he's giving birth.
Feels like.
Can't see his feet.
Yeah.
So eat some freaking veggies. So fat, fat boy, so fat, like a hippo.
You having fun?
So fat, fat boy, so fat, do cardio.
You know, I appreciate Dan.
Don.
Dan. We've made fun of it so much, the fact that one time I called him Don. But now, in my mind, his name is Don, but it's Dan.
Dan.
Dan from Columbia. I love that song, but I feel as though the end, it ended on cardio. You know, it's like an SNL sketch where it's real funny, and at the end, they didn't know what to do, so they just trailed off.
It petered out.
That might be the reason why that song did not make the top five Fat Boy Diet songs of 2018.
Oh, no.
But in the 8 o'clock hour, we will reveal the top five most requested and played Fat Boy Diet songs of 2018.
Yes, absolutely.
Did he lose the 200 pounds? That was you that lost 200 pounds, Jimmy. Did Fat Boy lose the 100 pounds? No. But he gave us 100 parody songs to play all year long.
I lost 200 pounds, if you're not aware.
That's right. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
What do you get for the guy on the fifth anniversary of him losing 200 pounds? What do you buy him?
I don't know.
Is it bronze? Is it gold? Is it silver? I don't know.
I think it's wood.
Is it wood?
I think it's wood.
All right. By the way, text Knight, N-I-G-H-T, to 72341 to get your tickets and VIP meet and greet passes for Thursday night's Planet's Not So Silent Night Christmas concert.
A.K.A. the unofficial Rise Guys P1 Christmas party.
A.K.A. Nine's belated birthday party.
If I didn't get to see you yesterday on my birthday, or if I did get to see you yesterday on my birthday, I also want to see you at the Firmament Thursday evening.
If you didn't get him, send him nude photos yesterday, show him in person on Thursday night.
Sure.
Ladies as well.
Or send them today. I take them all the time.
Right.
I didn't get any yesterday for my birthday, and I appreciate that, gentlemen.
What, cards?
No, nude photos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No nudes of dudes. I was really thankful.
That's right. All right, so let's – I can say the names here, correct? I can say the names.
Yeah, because we're calling out.
We're calling out of the –
you kind of know what's going on.
Out of the listening area.
The way it is.
We kind of play the odds. We're like assuming, you know, okay, well, you can stream us live and you can all this stuff. We just assume that if they're out of the general listening area, they won't be tuning in.
Yes.
All right. This guy right here, he's got a tough road ahead. But at least he's on the road, I think. Let's talk to him. Let's say hello to Chad. Hey, Chad.
Hello.
Hey, man. Hey. Not trying to set you up for any kind of, but you know, this is an uphill battle that you're about to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
So let me try to help with the storytelling process here, but you've got a child, and this child you want to reconnect with because, well, maybe not even reconnect. Maybe this is a connection for the first time. Go ahead. Yeah. Tell everybody what's going on.
Yeah, it would be pretty much a connection for the first time, for real. I have a daughter named Skylar, and, you know, I had her when I was 16, and now I'm 40, so she's 24 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I recently found out that I'm a grandpa. So,
it's your daughter had the...
Yes.
Oh, my God. And how old's the grandchild, grandson, granddaughter?
He's about 6 months old. I'm not exactly sure. It's a boy named Bryson. I mean, I've never even seen a picture of him, you know.
Yeah.
But I'd like to meet him someday, you know. But I was just when my daughter was born, I was too young and stupid, you know, and just kind of had my head up my own ass.
Yeah.
And you know, I'd do anything to take it back now, but I can't, you know. And so it's been 24 years without her. That's, you know, 23 Christmases.
Yeah.
And as far as I can tell, she doesn't really want to talk to me, but I'm not really sure.
Have you tried? No. I mean, have you through, I guess, I know that, because I know Fatboy does the pre-interview with you, and I'm reading some of the notes here.
Yeah.
You maybe don't want to talk too much about the mother situation. But, I mean, I understand you're 16, but, you know. Why is it taking this long? Did it take the grandchild for you to say, you know what, I missed that experience with my own?
Yeah, I mean, that really, when I heard that she had a son, you know, it hit me like a bus. You know, this isn't like a little girl anymore. You know, she's grown up.
Yeah.
She's married. She's got a career and a family. And I realized I don't even hardly know her, you know. I mean, I'm still not friends with her mom, but on good enough terms. You know?
Yeah.
What
caused that? You know, I've known folks who have had kids at 16, 17
yeah.
years old. And I mean, what caused the pull apart there? Was it your family, her family? What? Yeah.
No, it was nothing with the family. I was just a knucklehead. You know, I mean, I was young and kind of in and out of trouble, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely regret some of the stuff I did then. I was selfish. You know,
yeah.
Like I just kind of didn't own up to my responsibilities, and I got into a little bit of trouble back then and hurt some people. But now, you know, that was a long time ago. I have my own electric company now, and, you know, I've been married twice, divorced twice, but she's still my only child. And aside from the occasional conversation with her mom, I don't want to be that bad that swoops in and tries to pretend like everything's okay, because it's not. I realize that I messed up.
So the so your ex or the your daughter's mom, she's the one who told you that she had you're a grandpa. I mean, you heard that from your okay. Because I was wondering, how are you not staying in connection with him? But then you knew this information. And then I was like, well, Facebook. Well, he would have messaged her then. So this is kind of a thing where you kind of know your boundaries, and maybe the longer the time drew apart from her birth, the harder it probably made it for you to try to step back in her life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I've been trying to be respectful, and I mean, the last time I saw her was over 8 years ago, you know, and she was a teenager, about 16, and, you know, it wasn't great, you know. Like, she was obviously a bit upset, you know. It was like trying to talk to a teenage girl, and she just didn't want much to do with her dad. She didn't really know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm proud of her, you know. I mean, she's kind of, from what her mom tells me, she's gone out and accomplished everything she decided to do. And I just want her life to be as comfortable as possible without having, you know, me be a burden. You know what I mean?
Like, sure.
If there's any relationship I can have with her, then that's as much as I could ask for, really, you know?
Yeah.
But, wow. You know, knowing that I have a grandson out there really kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. And so it took some convincing, but I talked to her mother and I got her phone number.
Okay. Because I was like, you know, how hard has this been? But this is all hitting you all at once. You're a grandpa. It's Christmas coming up. And you're like, you know, right. I haven't been there for, I think you, I wrote, 24 Christmases.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's real intense, you know, and it's been, like I said, almost a decade since I actually talked to her, you know, so,
yeah.
I mean, basically at this point, any reaction or interaction or any sort of, you know, start at a relationship is all I'm looking for, just a chance, you know?
Yeah. Let me ask Paige this, Paige being the voice of reason and the female mm-hmm. on the show. Paige, if you were in the shoes of his daughter and you heard from him and he says, and I'm not twisting your words, Chad, correct me if I'm wrong, but he finds out that I'm a grandfather now, I want to be in, would you take that as, oh, so you want to be in this kid's life but not mine? Mm-hmm. I'm just playing devil's advocate, Chad, but I'm trying to set you up for a positive call when we do call it.
I just think
that
maybe new beginnings is the way to start, and you can build a relationship from this point on and not dwell on the past.
Yeah.
And that's the way, you know, you can establish the relationship the way it's going to be. I mean, obviously there's hurt in everything, but you can build something. There's always another tomorrow.
Yes. Okay.
Right. I mean, I totally understand. She may not want to talk to me at all. And, you know, if that's her decision, I totally accept that. I mean, I'm the one that messed up, you know.
But what is, like, mom has to have an idea of how she, or maybe the walls are up and she knows don't mention dad around me. I mean, there's got to be some, because is mom kind of playing both sides a little bit, trying to bring you two together?
No, honestly, you know, like I said, we don't really keep in touch too much.
Okay.
Like, her mother lets me know, like, when she graduated high school and, you know, when she got married and stuff like that. But we don't keep in touch too much, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But I, she doesn't seem to be fighting it. You know, she wasn't – her mom wasn't encouraging of it, like, oh, this will be easy. But she also wasn't really like, oh, that's an awful idea, you know.
Okay. So have you seen her at all, your daughter, I mean? Have you seen her at all in the last 20-odd years?
Not since she was – not, when she was 16 was the last time I saw her.
Okay, that was 8 years ago you saw her.
Yeah, that was it.
And you're strangers and you have to get to know each other.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, but, you know, I don't know any other way than to start now. You know, it's like, I mean, the past is the past and I have to own up to me being, you know, a dumb kid and then just letting the relationship get away from me. You know, all I can do is try now. You know, I don't know what else to do.
I tell you, and I'm no psychologist, but I've read humpteen books on it. I would, when you mentioned wanting to reconnect with her, I would say, let's get together, you and I. I feel as though, just because we're 6 months out of her giving birth.
That's true.
You cannot make this about the grandchild. Because, I mean, you just got to think about that. So,
right.
I would even say, you know, I'm asking to get in your life. I'm not assuming that I'm going to be in your life or that you would want me in my grandchild's life either. I would congratulate her, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to wonder, too, and a lot of people already texting this. You've known she had a grandchild and you've waited this long.
Right. You said it took months to even get a phone number, right?
Yeah, well, it didn't take months. It took some convincing. You know, it took a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
But,
yeah, 5 months.
You know, honestly, I think maybe her having the child of her own also made her mom kind of be like, yeah, maybe, you know, grandfather should be in the situation a little bit.
Yeah.
But, no, I totally hear what you're saying, though. I mean, I don't want her to think, oh, you have a kid now suddenly.
Yeah.
Here I am, you know. But it's all whatever she decides I have to accept.
Yeah.
And you're prepared to accept that? Because she might not make a decision you want.
No, absolutely. But I feel like I got to try.
Yeah.
You know, even if that, I accept that if she doesn't, and I understand it. You know, I wasn't there, but.
Let me ask you one more thing before we have to pause and break and then come back and call your daughter, who you don't have a relationship
sure.
with, but want to reconnect. I mean, without being too personal, I understand there's boundaries that have to be laid up here. But when you got her mother pregnant at 16 years old, did you just leave the scene and not have any kind of I'm trying to figure out what happened at 16 with you. I understand, like, oh my God, I'm going to be a father. I'm 16 years old. But did you just remove yourself? Did you just leave her high and dry? Because it sounds like there's a whole lot of guilt here, more than just not being in her life.
Absolutely.
Well, it's kind of a difficult, complicated situation. I mean, basically, I ran away from my responsibilities, and I was, I was a different person back then. I was a dumb kid. I got into trouble. You know, I went away for a minute.
Okay.
And, you know, I hurt some people back then, you know, so, but I, you know, I don't want to say that, you know, other people were the same as me, but, you know, 16 is 16, you know, I'm very different now, obviously, but.
Yeah. I mean, you served your time or whatever, and I was just trying to figure out because, you know, and it's also what did her mom tell her? What did her mom say when she said, where's my dad, you know? Because that's the thing. Like, when you go through a divorce, and I'm telling you, somebody who's been through it with a child, you cannot talk crap about your soon-to-be ex or then-ex in front of the child. Mm-hmm. No matter how pissed off you get, it will turn that child, and then if they hear it on the other side, they don't know what's going on. It's a big blur.
And forgiveness heals a lot, and you need to be a grown-up and take this on, and you know what your responsibilities are.
Yeah, I don't even think you should necessarily expect an answer.
No.
Certainly a phone call answer, but not her to say, yeah, sure, come back in her life.
Yeah, we're all fine. Because it never may be that way, you know. But at least you tried, and that's the best thing.
I respect the hell out of you for admitting all your fault and saying, I just want to do what's right. I respect
I'm
that.
I'm trying, you know. I mean, thanks. I mean, I'm trying. And to your point, I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is I wasn't there. So I don't know what her mom said when she was growing up, especially in the earlier years. But I don't think she really, you know, poisoned the well against me or badmouthed me. I think it was just the fact that I wasn't there. And that's on me. You know, I mean,
it's absolutely. Hard to,
it, absolutely. It's not up to her mom to say, you know, make excuses. Oh, he's off. Yeah. You know, adventuring or whatever, when I was, you know, the reality of it was I was, paying debts to society a little bit and just trying to make amends, you know, and doing a lot of hard growing up.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to break. I tell you, our audience all over the board with this thing.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, it's some are saying kind of like, you know, I'm riding the fence on it. I mean, you know,
I get that, yeah.
Because, like, there's the other side of the story. You got to always think about. But I do stand by the fact I respect you admitting your faults and saying that you want to start this as fresh as possible or continuation or whatever.
Second chances, man.
Yeah.
Thanks. I mean, that's all I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Put the ball in the court.
Is this one of those where we can't blindside this young lady, right?
So would you just call her and tell her from the – oh, yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people texting that very thing in that don't do this like you normally do this.
So, okay. So hold on, Chad.
Yeah, throw it on hold.
We'll be right back with you. So maybe we have Fat Boy call her off the air and tell her what's going on?
To some extent, somebody wants to talk to her at the very least and see if she's willing.
Okay.
I mean, if she knows
that's
somebody.
That's a great point. I didn't even think about that.
If she knows somebody.
Paige, come spank me right now.
Come here.
Like, if you're her and you know that somebody in this area wants to talk to you, you probably have some idea who it might be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good point. Good job, Jim.
Well, I think the P1s, man, they're the ones blowing us up on the text line about
it. Thank you, P1s.
It's 72341, the Carolina Vapor Mill text line.
All right, it's Truth and Consequences on The Rise Guys. We'll make the call right after this.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt. 9, Paige and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:33. All right, so we've come to an agreement here. And Fat Boy's going to press a button in a minute that will make this all happen. We're going to... Oh, if it was only that easy.
Yep.
Fat Boy has Skylar on hold. Skylar is the daughter of Chad, who Chad has... Chad got Skylar's mother pregnant. They were both 16 years old. And then, as he said, he got into trouble, in and out of trouble, maybe even went away for a little while.
Yeah. Basically said he ran out, you know, on his way into trouble.
Yeah. Man, it's crazy. You run away from things. You never know who's going to be waiting there on the other side with open arms. They might not be good sometimes.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
So he found out through his baby mama that he's a grandpa. And he's like, you know what? I've said this forever. I want to get back in her life. And this is the motivator. But I said, man, don't make this about the grandbaby.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, I mean, certainly when talks break down and all that, you can certainly mention it. But, and also it was pointed out to us by P1, it's not a good idea to just blindside her with this. And I totally agree. And I hate that I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, just blindsiding her probably ain't wrong to do to her.
It probably is wrong to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in a moment, we're going to bring her on. She knows that she is on hold and that someone wants to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did she say, like, honestly, when you said that to her, Fat Boy? Was she very mm-hmm. welcoming of this or very, like... Because I tell you, if somebody called me and said, hey, we want to talk to you on the radio, somebody from your past wants to talk to you, I'd be like, click.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, but we've been doing this for a long time, so we would know something.
Well, that's true.
Probably something bad.
It ain't J.G. Wentworth.
No. It's the ghost of Ed McMahon. You got money. Yes.
All right. So one other question before we take this all up on the air.
Yes.
He's going to be – are we going to have him on and then – oh, we can't. Okay, we can't.
We'll have to
patch. Not doing this the same way we normally do, so
– patch him through in a moment.
All right, so let's hit that button, Fat Boy, and she'll hear everything we're saying and say hello to Skylar. Hello, Skylar.
Hello, this is Skylar.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. You sound like you're in a great mood up there in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're down here in Greenville, South Carolina, and I'm sure as Fat Boy, our producer, explained to you, we're live on the radio. It's the Rise Guys, and somebody from your past wants to talk to you, and you're okay with this.
Yeah, I think that's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any idea who it might be?
I might have an idea of who it is, but I'm definitely interested to find out.
And you're okay with that? You're okay with the mystery and the possibility of whatever it might be?
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
All right, then. Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Skylar. This is Chad, your dad.
Okay. How can I help you?
Look, I just wanted to say that I'm sorry. I know you're a grown woman and you don't need a dad anymore around, you know, babying you or anything like that. But I know you never had one when you were young when you really needed one. And I just want to say that it's all my stupid fault and I'm sorry for it.
And I want to remind you that this whole thing is on the air, Skylar, this whole conversation, so.
Yeah. I mean, thanks, definitely, but you can't just take all that back. I hope you know that.
No, I do know that. I'm not trying to take it back. I just didn't know where to start besides just saying that I'm sorry. I heard you have a baby of your own, and I know you're going to be a great mom, and I'm really proud of you, and I just needed to tell you that.
Yeah, I do have a six-month-old son. I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted. How did you get this number? Did mom give it to you, or what?
Yeah, she gave it to me, but please don't be mad at her. Like, I asked her for a couple weeks before she finally caved in, and I promised her I wouldn't bother you. I wouldn't try to force anything. I just wanted to talk to you and tell you that I'm sorry and see if there's still a chance to get to know you better on any level, you know?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not mad at her. I just want to make sure, you know, look, this is a lot to take in.
Oh, of course.
I don't have the answers for you right now. I don't know. I just don't know.
I totally understand that. I swear, I totally get that. Like I said, I don't want to force anything. You take your time. You think about it. you make your own decision, and I have to live with whatever that is. I just wanted you to know I wanted to try if you'll give me that chance.
Wow. Well, I mean, I definitely appreciate that. I'm just not sure what to tell you, and I'm not sure when I'll be ready to tell you something.
That's fine. I mean, your mom has my number. If you ever want to get in touch, is it okay if I send some stuff for Bryson? I know it's his first Christmas. So I'd like to get him a little something, but only if that's okay.
Oh, well, yeah, that's fine. That's really nice of you to want to do that.
I appreciate you letting me do it. I mean, if there's anything I can ever do, I want you to let me know. And I won't try to make up for lost time. I know I can't do that. But I would love the chance to be there for you in the future on any level, if I ever can. And I just want you to know that.
Wow. I'll definitely remember that. And if we need anything, I do appreciate it, just so you know. It's nice to hear from you. Like, it really is. I'm not just saying that.
You don't know how much that means to hear you say that right now.
I mean, I just sighed when you did. I really did. I was like, oh boy, you did. You got to be really proud, though, how she's reacting to this, though, as a father.
I'm so proud of how she grew up. You know, I mean, he might have been better off without me. But you're such an amazing person, how you've grown up. I think about you all the time, and I just want to get to know you a little bit if you're open to it.
Yeah. Wow. And you don't know how much it means to me to hear you say that, you know, so thanks.
There we go.
I hate this. I mean, I need to get to work, though. I guess we can talk more soon. I'll get your number from Mom at some point, and we'll be in touch.
Jolly bomb.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, I'll be here anytime you want to call from now on, just anytime.
Okay, great. Well, bye, everyone. Thanks for doing this.
Thank
for
you
us,
for being. I mean, there's no answer, yes or no, in this, but you handled that with grandeur, young
what
lady.
A graceful young woman.
Yes, you are.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Well, listen. As you ended it there, you know, you'll talk back and forth if that should happen. But you have a Merry Christmas and take care of that baby. And then, Chad, you want to tell her goodbye?
Yeah, I mean, if I don't see you, have a wonderful Christmas. And thank you for just listening to me.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Skylar. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
You too.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
St. Patrick's Day, if I don't talk to you. Yeah. Man, you're crying. You are. I hear you.
You
I would
be
too,
you
Chad. Paige is teared up. Look at her.
I know.
You wuss.
I can't help
it. Oh, man. That gave me chills.
What a wonderful young lady your daughter is, Chad.
She's amazing. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. It went better than I thought it would.
Well, yeah.
You did save the grandbaby gift, though. I said, don't mention the grandbaby. Well, I thought it went a little tense.
He might never have a chance to besides right then.
I know, but anyway, and all this.
Might be his only chance ever.
But it gave me chills.
It
gave me chills when she said, like, oh, you don't know how much, you know, how good this feels to hear you say that. I was like, God, this went in a great direction. Man.
Yeah, I mean, it's been almost 10 years, you know, so it was amazing to hear that. And I'm very thankful to you guys for your help. And I'm so proud that she's such a good-hearted, upstanding young woman, you know. It was just a chance is all I was asking for.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she would think, does he ever think about me? And now you're probably going to be able to answer all those questions that she had. And that's a good thing for
when
her.
She's ready. But
yeah.
Here's the thing. You know, she said, if I need anything or want to talk, I'll get the number from Mom. You got to leave it at that, right? You agree?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
And you got that out there with, you know, if I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas and all that. But no.
Yeah. I don't want to pressure her, you know, like that's not right at all. So
yeah.
The ball's totally in her court, and hopefully I'll hear from her.
Chad, we got to bounce, my friend. Thank you for choosing us to do that. I gave everybody the feels this morning, I think. Whatever that means. I see it on Instagram.
Sincere thanks. I couldn't have connected without you guys. I wouldn't have had the strength to do that.
Well, you could have. Thank you so much. I appreciate you doing it this way. Chad, thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
All right, see you, brother. See, even as good as that felt, there's still people texting. It's like, why didn't he just call her? Why do you have to do other radio? At least it happened. It happened. Why do we got to say, well, that's the way it happened? Well, it happened. And she seemed, as the call went on, to be receptive of it.
Yeah, I mean, as receptive as anybody would have expected her to be, probably.
At first, though, I was like, oh, this is not going to be good. How can I help you, sir? Yeah. Oh, man.
You don't know if she's good-hearted yet.
Yeah.
Better reserve judgment.
I hope she's not in love with a two-timing man. Yeah. Or is it good timing? Two-timing man. Good-hearted woman in love with a good time. Yeah, good timing, man. Yeah. All right. 1-800.
Singer Waylon, remember?
1-800-774-0093. Paige, you get to be Jesse when we come back.
Oh, boy.
1-800-774-Coulter. 1-800-774-0093. We'll get to your calls, your reactions, your tweets, your text right after this.
Good morning. Just tickle your keypad at 72-341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. You know, a lot of anger toward old dude there from some of the folks are calling in. By the way, we're doing your reactions to Truth and Consequences. 1-800-774-0093. I'll tell you, I hear that and it makes me miss my daddy.
Well, yeah.
And I grew up with him. And that just reminds me, like, dude, all my friends in high school and in you know, some college.
some college. Which one? Some.
Some. Their parents all divorced. You know, there was some that – there was one of my best friends in high school was pretty much raised by a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wasn't every other weekend, just pretty much purely raised by a single mom.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like, boy, that's when, you know, you count your blessings and say – not that it's bad if you grow up in a divorced home, but the family unit was kept intact.
Yeah.
As hard as it was for Diddy. It was
awesome.
I'm saying that in a joking way, in case she maybe he's back in town.
She's still in Massachusetts, right?
Oh yeah, but
gosh almighty,
Fat Boy. When you hear that, does it make you say, you know, I know you have a rough relationship with your daddy? Did it ever make you? It doesn't, does it? You're so
no,
hard.
Not at all.
It's hardened you again. You're so.
He could have came around as an adult too. He could wheel around now.
Yeah,
chooses not to.
Yeah.
Well, you both choose not to at this point, to be fair.
It's more on him, though. It's never my fault.
That's true. Nothing's ever your fault. you're an angel, Fat Boy.
Has your family ever met your father, Fat Boy?
No. No. Probably won't either.
Yeah.
He says he's a grandfather, but I'm like, come on. At this point.
Look, people like to brag about things.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. And there was a couple tweets and texts asking why I was so... you know, adamant against him not mentioning the grandchild. Hey. Just in a protective way.
Technically, Fat Boy's dad's a great grandfather.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah, he is. You're
but not really.
Well,
but you know, but not really.
Decent.
Not yet.
He's a decent great grandfather.
Oh, he's awful. He's one of the worst people ever. He's like, not so yet. Not cool.
You're
going to
make me cry.
The TNC
you cry too much.
Did not get Fat Boy.
No.
It touched didn't. A lot of people, but it didn't touch this guy.
The only
here.
Reason I went to him is because he's the only one with a father living on the show now.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. If I could trade one of you guys.
If he could trade, he would, he said.
Wait, whose name did you get?
Well, if I could offer you up this this Lee Smith Fleer I got right here.
Paige, I know what you're getting for Christmas.
What?
Fat Boy's dad.
You're getting a dad.
I'm getting a daddy.
He's going to re-gift.
He'd like you.
He'd like me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Is he willing to work?
Is it hurt too much?
Yeah, he says he can't move his arm.
Oh, forget it. I don't need him.
God bless, Paige.
I guess he moved the other one.
I'm trying to have an emotional moment with Fat Boy, and Paige is making paralyzed jokes.
And I'm not.
Well, they both are.
I'm just saying.
Come on. Fat Boy can. It's his daddy.
That's true.
If you can't make fun of other people, who can you make fun of?
I'm not making fun of your daddy, but I can't take care of two people that are in that.
We're going to make mad the several people always text saying, like, y'all are grown. It's your dad or your father, not your daddy when you're 30-something.
I don't care. It's my daddy. It was my daddy. Always will be my daddy.
Oh my God!
What?
Sorry, I thought it was the other one. I thought it was big news, but it's just minor news. Oh, yeah. On the monitor. Okay.
I've never heard of him, honestly.
Yeah, me neither.
All right.
I was scared. I was terrified for a minute because I couldn't read the whole thing. Never mind, though.
Oh,
never mind.
Oh my gosh!
All right. I still would.
We'll take a little break here. Fat Boy will not cry. Show any emotion at all.
Nah, I mean this. I'm not one of those people that, you know, gives it to him because he feels like he's owed it because he's a parent. I know a lot of people's moms are that way, but I can't do it, man. Take me to work. I'm your mama. Take me to Jockey Lot. I'm your mama. Plus, you want to go too.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have a relationship with your mom either, really.
Eh, I don't want to get into it. It's a big to-do.
I'll be your mama for Christmas.
Love that thing I heard RuPaul say a bunch of times about...
I'll make you some blank and pie.
You know, like getting to choose your own family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Boy, that... God.
Ain't that the best?
What a conversation that would be.
You get to kind of choose your own clan to some extent.
Watch out now.
With a C.
I'm a Mexican uncle.
Okay. I'm accepting that.
You don't need them for anything? I mean, you don't miss them at all?
I don't miss what?
You don't want to talk about it. I get that.
I mean, Fat Boy's like 35, 36-ish 37. Years old. What does he need from anybody?
Somewhere
he's a grown man.
Yeah. That's a good range. Like,
35, 36, 37.
Need is a strong word. What do you need from your father in your 30s?
I love my mama. I still call her all the time. I need my mama in my life.
But Paige, if you could pick your mom and dad, would you pick the same ones?
Yes.
Fat Boy?
Nah, man.
God,
I would have picked like Uncle Phil.
That's so wild. I would have picked my Uncle Phil, the one from Bel Air.
Yeah.
Oh, and me too.
Yeah, I would have picked a blacker Japanese family.
Aunt Viv.
How
dare you?
Sorry.
All right, Paige, quit the laughter. Let's get serious.
We're going to have Winslow.
All right.
What do you? Yeah, you would have Reginald Del Vonson or whatever it was.
Reginald Bell Johnson.
Bell Johnson. Paige, what are you working on? Flex.
Well, did you know that 1 in 7 people would actually consider having sex with a robot at least one time in their lives?
I feel like I have before.
I want to hear about that.
You got any nudes of those robots?
Because she taught like this.
Really?
Yeah. All right, we'll get to the bottom of that and much, much more in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Artsy. No. Fartsy. Yes.
This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.